1010 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House has voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 207. The resolution is adopted.
Republicans are demanding that he turn over recordings of the special counsel's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. A Justice Department memo, meanwhile, that was obtained by ABC News, says a contempt statute wouldn't apply to Garland. The president is in Italy for the G7 summit. Less than 3 months after a cargo ship rammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused it to collapse, the port of Baltimore has fully reopened. Delegates to the Southern Baptist Convention have voted to oppose the use of IVF. Consumer prices rose 0.2% from April to May. It was the smallest increase in months. The Fed is leaving interest rates unchanged. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Media news. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy ranks near the bottom in a new study. WalletHub ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation. The study points to a low change in the state's gross domestic product and low startup activity. Metrics include business growth and unemployment rates. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to drive carefully around work zones as construction kicks up for the summer. At a press conference, Department of Transportation civil engineer Jacob Claggs spoke on his experience in the aftermath of a crash in St. Croix County that killed two people, surrounded by 9 traffic cones with a black ribbon on each to represent work zone-related deaths in 2023. Officials are reminding drivers to slow down and pay close attention when traveling through a work zone. A new addiction recovery house opened earlier this week in Superior. According to a WDIO report, the Highlands Restoration and Wellness Home opened its doors on Monday, hoping to provide women struggling with addiction with a cozy, home-like environment in which to seek treatment. Women will be allowed to stay at the house for anywhere from 3 months to a full year, and the recovery house will offer mental health and substance abuse programming. The home will have room for 16 clients at a time. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A close call for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to beat the Blue Jays. Toronto had held Milwaukee scoreless until the sixth. Then the Blue Jays loaded the bases with no outs, scored 3 runs until closer Trevor McGill came in to shut them down in the top of the ninth. Val Guerrero at bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Valley Sports.
Fly ball center field. Perkins back. He is there and the ball. McGill, the fireman the Brewers needed on this Wednesday afternoon, and they hang on to a 5-4 win.
So the crew wins the series 2-1. Up next, they host the Reds Friday night. NFL here at the Packers minicamp. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, lives up to his reputation as being a detail-oriented coach.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass in no way or shape or form. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
That's Preston Smith with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong. A low in the upper 50s. Sunshine's back for tomorrow. Maybe a pop-up storm in the afternoon. Highs upper 70s. Friday, sunny and beautiful. Highs mid-70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes, it is Wednesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, live from the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. Everybody's there, and Johnny, you know why it's live? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer.
Wow, you can hear it. You can hear it, Tim. You can hear it echoing through the Minocqua Brewing Company because we're connected to them there. So this is a live show, folks. If you want to join us, 855-752-4842. Give us a call or head down to the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap House and join the crew there. How's it going, Kurt and company?
Oh, man. I'm excited to see you guys again. We have got a wild, I mean, you can only do this in like 2024. We got three of us here in the tap room. We got you like what in like Washington, and we got Tim in Ohio, and we're all here, and we've got a room full of educators, and I can't wait to talk about how we can get more volunteers and more people tuned into what the teachers union's doing here and what the Democratic Party's doing in here to get people volunteered to get to do the work to get Biden elected in 2024.
Let's do it. It's a Busted Pencils night, and sitting right with you, the Wisconsin Public Education Network director, Heather Bornain. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
So what's WPEN been up to, Heather?
We've been super busy getting ready to get everybody out to vote for public education champions this fall and to know what's on their ballot from August to November, because there are a lot of things we need to vote for. Everything from constitutional amendments that are going to chip away at our rights to elect leaders that well represent us, to school referenda that will determine whether or not our kids have what they need to succeed. And that's not even mentioning all of the candidates who are out there, and you've got to take a careful look at where they stand on education issues and make sure you're making a smart choice in November.
Will Wisconsin, or WPEN, be putting out a guide to kind of help people make those decisions?
Well, we're a 501c3, so okay. We don't endorse candidates. We just help people get the tools to know how to center education issues when they're going to the ballot box and let people know what's at stake before they vote. So that's the role that we play. We also are having our big summer summit, July 30 to 31, here in Madison at La Follette High School, and we hope people will come join us for that so they can meet other people who are ready to get organized where they live to stand up for public schools. We're doing a lot of work around those referenda, and those school referenda are just as important as anything else on your ballot. So if you don't know what you're voting for, go to wisconsinnetwork.org and hook up with us, and we can help you better understand what's at stake for local kids.
Thank you, Heather. I was going to say, give everybody an opportunity to figure out how do they pitch in and help Wisconsin Public Education Network. So good to see you again. And Julie Underwood. Julie, how are you doing?
Woo-hoo.
I am fine. How are you, Tim?
I am just doing great. So, Julie, you've got a little bit of a issue to talk about here. Something about the conservatives in 25.
The conservative agenda. So usually you hear me talking about school funding. Usually you hear me talking about school finance or school law. That's not what I want to talk with you about tonight, because it's something that people haven't been talking about, and it's the Project 2025 Heritage Foundation's, like, road to horribleness. It is a heinous document which outlines what would happen if the Republicans swept the nation. And actually, it's mirrored in almost every state as well, in the state agendas.
Which is really why, to have the show and get the register to vote out there, because, Julie, what you're pointing out, let's talk a little bit more about this Project 25, because the reality is, that you said, this isn't a wish list. This has been presented as, if we win, we're doing this.
Absolutely. It's, if we win, we are going to do this. And it is about a 1,000-page document that you could buy, you could download if you want to, but I don't think you would ever sleep again, ever, in your life. And I just read the education section because I was asked to read the education section and summarize it. Oh, my God. I can say that, right?
Yes, you can say
that. Oh, my God. Because we still have free speech in this country, right? That's true. So I just can't believe it is an outline. It is a blueprint for destroying public education. And that's just the section in the Department of Education. The judiciary section is just as horrifying. The healthcare one is just as horrifying. But if you want to talk about that now, we can certainly go into some of the details.
Yeah, absolutely. And Johnny, good guidance right there, a little hand raising to help us get through this. Johnny, have you seen any of the Project 25?
2025. It's like 2025.
Well, yeah, Tim, I think it's important to know, the plans of those running for president and those running in elections. And I think it's really important, especially for education, since we're focusing on public education, that we take a really close focus on local elections. I mean, presidential elections are really important. So we got those on one hand, but we have to work with both the left and the right hand. And the right hand, I don't know about you, Tim, but I throw a harder right hand hook than I do a left. And for education, state elections make all the difference in the world. Both elections are important. You got to have a left hook and a right. But my right packs a harder punch. And for education, state elections pack a much harder punch. And we have to really, really get together and make sure state elections support public education. We know the outcome of a federal policy. We know the kinds of things that Biden has provided. We know the plan for Project 2025. But where we have a lot of power is at state and local elections. And we have to, you have to have a right and a left. But I think that's really important as we rally and get all the support we can behind local organizing for Democratic election in the fall.
Johnny, I agree with you generally, but this Project 2025 would dismantle public education throughout the United States. And, one of the ways to do things across the state is to do it federally. And the whole purpose here is to dismantle every piece of legislation, every Department of Education regulation that supports public education and provides rights for kids within public schools. All of that would be dismantled. And that isn't just a left jab?
Well,
this is like pulling the rug out from underneath people, not just boxing.
It sure is. It sure is pulling the rug out from underneath them. But remember, education is a state right. So states have the right to say, you know what, this is awful policy for our public schools, and we are not going to, follow Project 2025 as it adheres to that. It will be tough. I agree with you. Like, it's not an ideal situation. It's a counter.
But we're not going to get there, because tonight we are going to register so many Democrats that are going to vote for Biden that we're not even worried about it. Right, Kirk?
We are. I'm happy to talk about what we want to do in in Wisconsin and even in Madison, because it's crazy how important Madison is to the state of Wisconsin. Do you want to do that, or you want to wait for a break?
Well, we still have some time. I just with Julie, you know, to talk about that. You said you usually talk about vouchers, and I would say with Project 2025, there's a national voucher, right?
Absolutely, there's a national voucher, and if I can just read you some of the highlights, and I have to actually use their words because the rhetoric is incredible. I mean, they would make you think that day was night the way they're doing this. So one of the planks there is to privatize education. And of course, they call that not even choice anymore. It's education freedom.
Mm.
Okay, so, and that would be a voucher in every backpack across the United States. The other is to end federal intervention, which means repealing all of the legislation about discrimination requiring students with English language learners. I mean, all of that kind of stuff repealed. The anti-discrimination stuff repealed.
Mm.
And so they're basically, another third plank is promoting discrimination and inequality on the basis of race and gender and sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And they've talked about it in terms of ending the spread of critical race theory.
Mm.
I call it hate anti-everything.
I said you but really want to get that.
Can I do one more thing?
Sure.
They also, one of their basic planks is to rescind the NEA's congressional charter, which would basically hobble the NEA and all of our local unions.
Right. Well, and we say, so that's what we're talking about here. Yes, it's national, state. Any attack on public education, whether it's coming at the federal level or the state level, we need to actually call everybody to attention to know that. And again, Heather, Wisconsin Public Education Network, we know that that's what you guys are, you know, you're doing to make sure that people have the information. If you're a public school voter, you want to get that information, you need to know, call Heather, go to the Wisconsin Public Education Network, because they're the people. Heather, you got about a minute if you want to give a little WPEN talk.
Yeah, if you're scared about what Julie is saying here,
as you
know that it's true. Those who wish to see public education totally dismantled and destroyed are now saying the quiet part out loud. The stuff that we've been accused of saying was, you know, conspiracy or too crazy to be true is right here in writing. You can read it for yourself what this regressive agenda is. It would do actual harm in real time to every single kid in every single public school in this nation. And so if you're interested in fighting back against these kind of agendas, you need to stand up regardless of what political party you belong to and to demand better of those who you elect to lead you. Just say, this is not what I want for local kids. What I want is thriving public schools that give every single kid an equal opportunity to thrive. I want to see schools where teachers feel safe and valued and honored as the professionals that they are. I want to feel like my kids belong, my family belongs, and this community is positioned to thrive for me. And if you want that, connect with us, Wisconsin Public Education Network, and be part of the growing movement to fight back against this and do better.
Oh my goodness. What a great way to come out of that first segment. Wisconsin Public Education Network, Busted Pencils, Minocqua Brewing Company, live from the tap room in Madison. Yeah, and when we get back, Kirk, it's going to be your stage. Kirk coming back right after the commercial.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up.
Pulaski Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Escaping the American attraction.
Ah, yeah. The American attraction, Busted Pencils, fully leaded, Minocqua Brewing Company, Tap Room, Madison, Wisconsin Public Education Network, live, remote. I think we're a triple, maybe even four remotes, because we got the remote out of Waukesha standpoint, though. So, Kirk, how'd you put this together, man? Tell me more about this vision of what you got going on here.
Well, so, first of all, you know, I connected with Julie and with Heather a long time ago when I started asking publicly what could our Super PAC do to help Wisconsin after we helped get Tony Evers elected and we helped Janet Protasiewicz and we flipped the Supreme Court, which is what we were involved with. And to me, public education was something that I wanted to look at and focus on, and Julie said, let's if you want to spend some money with your Super PAC, let's try to get the public school voucher. So that was what got me into the education kind of world. But since we opened this new tap room, I've started talking to the Democratic Party and I've started talking to other progressive groups, and we are in an actual neighborhood in Madison whose turnout is not nearly as good as other parts of Madison. And let me just tell you a little bit. Like, so America depends on Wisconsin to go blue or else we lose America. And Wisconsin depends on Dane County to turn us blue. I think the statistics were 16% of every single Democratic vote came from Dane County in the entire state. Biden only won by 20,000 votes. Dane County's turnout rate for people who were registered to vote was 89%, which is unheard of across the entire country. So our turnout rate, but my neighborhood, where our new tap room is, the Darbo Worthington neighborhood, is only 62%. Because we are a very depressed neighborhood. I did that on purpose. I used to live in Brooklyn in the far off lands when I was a starving artist, and I lived in a neighborhood that wasn't so hot. And the first couple things that made the neighborhood less scary were brew pubs, and places that you could go and have a beer. And so I'm comfortable in a neighborhood that's not the best neighborhood in Madison. And I actually wanted to open my place here. And so once I discovered that this neighborhood, the Darbo Worthington neighborhood, was kind of, you know, not as organized, to get the vote out as other neighborhoods in Madison, I was like, let's figure it out. And guess what, guys? If you're a teacher in Madison and, you know, the home values are skyrocketing here, if you're a teacher in Madison, you're not making a ton of money because, unfortunately, we don't pay teachers enough. And so I got a hunch, and I've never done the research, I got a feeling there's a bunch of educators in this area and in like these wards. Mm. And so that was my goal. That's why, we're gonna do a show every month, but my goal for this month is to try to help both the teachers union and the Democratic Party find educators in this neighborhood that are willing to work and volunteer and help Biden win in November.
Nice summary there. So that's what we're doing. So in the neighborhood, trying to get the vote out. If you're listening right now and you're going, what are they talking? It sounds like they're coming like a remote broadcast. We are. People down at the Minocqua Brewing Company tap room down in Madison right now, go down there and check it out, man. Grab a beer, you know, register to vote.
We got a bunch of educators that are drinking beers that are sitting in the audience right now. who, you know, hopefully we're spreading the word. So,
Johnny, I remember when we, you and I were there, what a great atmosphere to have these conversations with. And, you know, thinking about is we're able to look out the whole idea of being surrounded by teachers. Wishing I could be there again. I'm sure you could. You do, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always great when you can get together and have discussion and dialogue about what our neighborhoods, what our community needs. So great, great work having that space there. Awesome teachers. I want to just thank you for being educators or people there who are supporting public education, because as you know, it is really important work, not only because you're teaching children to be the future citizens of our community, but because it is the very fabric of our democracy. Right, which we are all kind of converging. We'll all disagree on different things here, but one of the things we all converge on, right, is the importance of a strong democracy, and that the threat for that democracy is very real, right? We're at a moment in our country's like contemporary history, the right now, where democracy is on life support, right? It is, we are in a fight for democracy, for the very freedoms and the very things that we hold dear, no matter what party we identify in. Right. We ought to hold those values dear. And we need our public education system in order to not only ensure it, strengthen it, but save it. And I hate to say that, because it shouldn't be a case where in 2024 we're saying, how do we save democracy? But it is really in dire need of that kind of support.
Kirk.
So in this next few minutes, I wanted to go through the I've talked to the Democratic Party. And there's a few things in this area that they're doing that I want to invite. I mean, so the wonderful thing about your guys' show is that not only are you, you know, you are throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, through, thank God for the Civic Media Network. I thank a lot of the folks who brought it up, and thank God that you guys are doing a show every day. And so your program is being broadcast throughout the entire state of Wisconsin. And a lot of educators, I believe, are probably listening to this show. So the first thing is what I want to do is say, I mean, we're talking about Madison today, but for anybody listening who's an educator throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, you need to, you know, if you're in Milwaukee, go to the Milwaukee School Teachers Union. If you're here, go to MTI, and we're going to call up Mike Jones, who's going to talk in the next segment about what you can do to get involved with the teachers union. But for WEAC, there's something going on throughout the entire state, and that's the teachers union. And there's also Democratic Party in every single county. And so if any educators are listening to this show, please just get tuned in your county party or with your local union and figure out what they're doing. But what specifically the folks in Madison are doing, and the Darbo Worthington Democratic Party organizing is happening. The team here, they're called team. Believe it or not, I come from Minocqua, and they don't have teams in Oneida County. They got one party, but it's so organized in Madison that there's teams in every neighborhood, and it's so beautiful to watch. But the team here in this neighborhood is called the Northeast Democrats. You know, there's Team Gold, there's Team Capital probably, but this is called the Northeast Democrats, and we have an organizer here in the room. We have the head of the neighborhood. We have Jonathan, what's your name? Sarah, who's the head of the team that are here today, and they're looking for help. One of the things they're doing, they have a team launch on Saturday at 2 p.m. This Saturday at 2 p.m., what's the place? Java Cat Coffee House. You should have the rest of them here. And Java Cat Coffee House. And then you can always find more information on this social media app called Mobilize, which a lot of the Democratic Party stuff is doing. They have a weekend of action, which is coming up on June 29th and 30th. And they will be launching canvases throughout the day on both days. So if you want to get involved, simply go to the wisdem.org and you can figure out how to volunteer in this neighborhood or wherever you live.
Nice. Busted Pencils live from Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. When we get back, Michael Jones, MTI.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump will visit Racine next week. The presumptive Republican nominee for president was last in Wisconsin in May for a rally in Waukesha. It's Trump's first visit to Wisconsin since being convicted on 34 felony counts in a hush money trial. Trump and President Biden were in a virtual tie in the last Marquette University Law School poll. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. Political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters complain they can't afford the American dream. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. First Lady of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden, will attend an event in Duluth on Thursday afternoon. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Biden is hoping to energize senior voters to get to the ballot box in November, and the Duluth stop is just one of many in a series of events planned across the country. A press release from the Biden-Harris campaign said senior voters played a key role in their victory in the 2020 election, as they vote at higher levels than other groups with over 10 million voters in battleground states. The City of Duluth Workforce Development has received grant funding to pilot solutions to get young people out of homelessness. According to a WDIO report, the grant funding comes from an organization called Youth Prize, which aims to promote the successful transition of young adults experiencing homelessness to a more safe and secure adulthood. Participants in the program will receive youth-directed services and cash stipends to support housing stability, provide job training and education, and encourage entrepreneurship. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine's back for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up storm in the afternoon. Highs, upper 70s. Friday, sunny and beautiful. Highs, mid-70s. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, our Women Win Wisconsin segment introduces us to someone running for assembly against Phil Collins or Ben Franklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Oh,
Yes, there are fighters left here. We know where they're at. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, live from the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room in Madison, Wisconsin. There, Wisconsin Public Education Network, and special guest right now, Madison Teachers Incorporated, Michael Jones. Michael Jones, welcome back to Busted Pencils, sir. How are you doing, our friend?
My pleasure to be here, Tim. Always a pleasure to be on your program.
Oh, so what's happening with MTI, the Madison Teachers Incorporated? I mean, come on, Mike, drop some truth on us. Tell us about the activism you guys are dealing, you know, you're putting out there. And just, man, it's just so good to see you representing the union there and on the show tonight.
Well, thank you, bro. It, you know, a lot of it is nothing that I'm particularly doing, but what our union is collectively doing. And a lot of it is partnering with Wisconsin Public Education Network, partnering with other local groups. Our education justice coordinator is here at the Tap Room. She's working with local groups on healthier foods, or healthier food for our kids, so that they can actually be well-fed and have the nutrition, because of our messed up funding for the federal and state level, it leaves a lot of hungry kids and leads to a lot of debt. And there's organizations trying to fight over $220,000+ in school lunch debt just from this past school year alone. And we know when our kids are suffering and they're hurting, that doesn't make it a great learning environment. We see it in all sorts of ways. So we are all just trying to band together to try to make the experience better, most importantly for our kids, and fight for the schools that our kids deserve.
Nice. Michael Jones, Madison Teachers Incorporated, Busted Pencils, Minocqua Brewing, Wisconsin Public Education Network. Holy cow, what a team tonight. Dropping some truth, going out there, get out the registrations to vote if you're paying attention, listening on the if you're listening and you're in the Madison area, check it out. Drop down to the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room. Stop in, have a beer, jump on. Hey, maybe you can even jump on the show. Michael, though, you know, what else is going on in your world? What can you let us know since the last we saw you? We were there in person on April 30th, but what's been happening? You know, what? Let us know.
Well, a lot of it is coming together. You know, Madison is most likely going to be going under a referendum, and it's going to be asking a lot of taxpayers like myself, like my neighbors here in this space, to up their taxes for public schools and to better fund public schools. And a lot of that is by design. It's by design for decades by partisan legislatures to starve us to the point that when we ask for scraps, it comes off as asking for the moon. And it's intentionally designed to set people against educators, people against the system, neighbors against neighbors, and a free-for-all. And when we fight back, when we are effective in fighting back, and when we stay together like we do here in Madison, then they label us as radical, or they label the NEA as the largest union in the nation as, you know, a special interest group that's radicalized. So our goal is to really get people together, especially for the upcoming election. You know, there's a lot of reasons to be divided in this country, in our communities, but one of the things that we all need to come together on is that we want what's best for the people that are coming after us. That's the whole reason we do education. It's the whole reason many of us are parents and caregivers. It's the whole reason why Kirk has his spot here in Darbo, Worthington. It's why people come up in the middle of a storm to show up. It's not just because the beer's great. It's because we believe in each other. And we need to, you know, kind of figure out what are the differences that we are disagreeing on. What are the ones that we need to actually come together on and listen to each other? You know, when we do these door-to-door knockings, when we do these discussions, it's not as much about us telling people what they should do, what they should vote for, who they should vote for, but it's to listen to each other on what's important, and so that we can make our democracy stronger. And it is really tough to do that, especially when you have interest groups like the Washington Republican Party talking about how they want to remove democracy explicitly from the world, because that's why they target education, is because education is one of the most democratic, for better or worse, things that we got going on as a community. It's one of our strongest parts. And so, of course, you want to fight it because it takes away from your own power and your own ability to control others. And we need to come together to fight against that so that we can have more honest conversations around the minutiae and the things that really are in our hearts. But we got to take care of business first.
That's awesome, Mike. Man, Mike, first and foremost, thank you for being a great teacher. And thank you for teaching all of our listeners. I know folks there are grateful to hear from you. I'm extra grateful to be here learning from and with you. Our listeners out there, this is an issue across the state, really across the country, right? You know, Dr. Julie Underwood shared that in the beginning. This is something that we keep coming back to, is that this is important, whether you're rural, whether you're urban, whether you're local to the Minocqua Brewing Company, or you're in Madison, wherever you are. Mike, you just dropped mad truth, right? That's a double, that for double reasons. Madison, mad truth, but also mad truth, just how the kids would say, man, you are teaching here how and why public education is so important for all of us, and reminding us to listen. Mike, I want to listen to you more, and I want our listeners to keep benefiting from this wisdom that you're sharing. For you, and you're on the ground, you're working with teachers, you're working in the community, you're listening to people, and you brought up justice. I think this is so important because it's not only a core democratic value, but it's part of what we are all working for when we say we're partnering for a better, stronger democracy, for justice for those, for our children and our children's children, for those future generations. Mike, what are the top things right now you see, you know, as needs in schools? Like, what are some of the things that are like on the ground in threat? You brought up food, but what else, what are some of the other things that are a matter of justice for your students?
I think, you know, when I speak to students, when I speak to the people that work with them, it's all about down to one word, and that's safety. Whether we're talking about physical safety and dealing with the explicit things like fights, but we're also talking about emotional safety. These have been extremely traumatic times for us and our kids, and we're still going through the trauma. It's not like pandemics and racial unrest and socioeconomic unrest are just one-offs. These are things that reverberate, and our kids are doing their best to try to keep it together for themselves and for their families and for their communities. And many of them are doing a great job, but they need support and they need to feel safe. You know, there's no learning done unless someone walks into any school building or any school space and actually feels safe, not just physically safe, but emotionally safe, to try, to fail, to be the best version of themselves, or work on it and try stuff out. We all have those experiences. So that's the whole point of this. And we got to fight for that, because we can't do that. It can't be prescribed by a corporation or by a top-down approach. It has to be collective, and then we have to listen to it. And that's why we need to really come together, especially when it comes to things like the election, because we can't get to the safety piece unless we get to the community piece, the election piece. You know, and we need to model that for our kids, because our kids see it. They see elections. They also see January 6th. They also see all sorts of unrest and not just incivility, but violence being foisted upon them. And we need to hold that, and we need to own it, and we need to do better.
That's awesome. Mike, thanks for everything you do. Hey, we got some folks there at the Minocqua Brewing Company who are going to join the conversation. Kirk, we're going to come to you in just a second, but real quick, I got to say, folks, for listeners all across the state, you know what's going on. Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win giveaway is on. Download the Civic Media app and listen throughout the day for codes announced at the top of odd numbered hours. That's 7, 9, and 11 a.m., 1, 3, and 5, and 7 p.m. to text in for your chance to win. Stay tuned to hear all the next codes from our man Pete Schwaba at the top of the next hour. That's 7 p.m. Prizes include Wisconsin Dells prize packs each giveaway hour, and a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets each day. Entering just once will put you in the running for a grand prize of a weekend staycation or getaway in a beautiful Wisconsin locale. When you text in, you'll receive a bounce back text with a link to check your voter registration and sign up for Civic Media news and podcasts. When you do that, you'll earn bonus entries towards all available prizes. It will also check to make sure you're registered to vote. That's a big one. Get out the vote. Bring the support together. Get down to Minocqua Brewing Company. Kirk, what do you got for us there on the ground?
Well, I'm a businessman, too, and I love you made time to make money for Civic Media because I'm making money for Minocqua Brewing Company by selling beer. It's great that there is the private enterprise that's helping to save public schools as well. So I'll make all the time in the world for the spiels that you got, my friend.
Thank you.
The one question I have for you, Michael, is that we just talked about what the Democratic Party is doing to recruit volunteers in not only, you know, throughout the state of Wisconsin, but especially in this one would say, potentially depressed neighborhood in Madison that's got lower voter turnout than others. And, you know, if we got 89 voter percent voter turnout in Dane County and most of us are Democrats, it's pretty amazing. So what are you guys doing as a union? Do you have a couple bullet points about throughout the summer or in the fall that the teachers that might be listening to this broadcast who are part of the union might be able to sign up, or who to call, and how do they get involved?
That's a great question, Kirk. I think there's two ways of going about it. One, both Madison Teachers Incorporated and WEAC, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, are doing battleground organizing, hiring and empowering teachers to go door-to-door and staff to go door-to-door in their neighborhoods, in the neighborhoods that they serve, to knock on doors because one of the reasons why people have a hard time with door knocking and stuff is that there's no pre-existing relationship. But if your local nurse, if your local teacher's assistant is knocking on the door and just wants to talk to you about having a voting plan, that's really different than a paid operative from DC. And that's part of it. Also, it's just a lot of it is also not just the organized stuff or the things, the events, but it's about kind of like what you said, Kirk, before about having space to actually just have soft conversations. And what I mean by that is asking people if they have a voting plan and did they put it in their calendar on their phone. A lot of times people just forget, and it's not political. It's just because we're all busy. We're all very overwhelmed. We're super stressed. So it's like, what's your voting plan? Do you know you're registered? You know, a lot of my conversations with colleagues and with people in my community is not to shame them into voting, but just to be like, oh, yeah, you want to vote? Okay, do you know where you're voting? Oh, do you know that you're registered? Do you have your ID? And then just kind of helping them a little bit by bit. It's not big conversations. And I feel like that takes away the anxiety and the stigma that comes with doing some of this organizing work, is that you're just having a conversation. And a conversation goes both ways. So it's your job to listen to them. They might ask you about your voting plan. They might ask you about what you're thinking about either a referendum or about a candidate. And you can be honest with them, but also it's not to press them into what you want. It's really to make sure they understand what they want and what you want are usually the same things,
yeah.
Even if they're in different packages or they have different faces on it. We all want what's best for our kids. You know, that's a universal truth. How we get there might differ, but, you know, and recognizing that and respecting that. And usually we can come to some sort of consensus, or it makes our democracy stronger by just having those conversations alone and not waiting until the last minute in October, November to do it, but doing that work June, July, all the way through, and making them more organic and natural as opposed to just a stilted yes or no on Biden or Trump, but also understanding it. Everything is connected to everything.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, Michael Jones, thank you so much, man. Dropping some truth. I know, Kirk, we got a couple other people we're going to want to talk to when we get back. But, man, the night is going fast. Get down to Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room in Madison. Busted Pencils Together, Wisconsin Public Education Network, Madison Teachers Incorporated. Everybody's in the house. Teachers, you're there. And, yeah, keep buying that beer and come on down, buy some more beer. When we get right back, though, Kurt, we got some more visitors who are there and want to talk to us, and we're going to be back live in a minute.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There it is. We're back. Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators. Talking education, Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room, talking education. Kirk Bankstead, there you are, man. We're sitting there. We got some more visitors we want to talk about. Kirk, why don't you introduce who's there?
So we've got a lot of educators that have come to the Tap Room tonight because they know, they understand the importance of getting the vote out and volunteering in Madison and the state of Wisconsin. And so... what I wanted to do, because I believe it or not, 20 years ago, you know, when I was right out of college, I was one of these organizers for the Democratic Party, and it was so hard to recruit people to talk on, you know, to get on phone banks and make phone calls and to go around and knock on people's doors. It's like, especially in Wisconsin, we're all like very shy, you know, and the passive aggression is big, you know, and so nobody wants to call a random stranger, and nobody wants to knock on a random door. And so I wanted educators that came today to talk about their experiences of volunteering and doing kind of what we have to do, especially in Wisconsin, because we're such an important swing state. So the first one to talk here is Mark Johnson, who's at the School of Education at UW-Madison, who happened to show up today, and he has you happen to show up, but he's got a lot of experience in this, and I asked him to say a few words about the volunteerism that he's done in the past.
Okay, thank you. Quick story, thank you for having me. There's an incredible documentary film about the anti-Vietnam War movement in Madison called The War at Home. And there's two sort of remarkable takeaways at the end of that. It's all the agitation on campus and the protests and the mobilization. And then the organizers, especially Paul Soglin, our former mayor, they realize at the end, they say, we've got to get in the community. We've got to go door to door. We've got to get into retail politics. We've got to actually get out and connect to the city of Madison and the broader community. And that's only when it kind of crossed over and anti-war sentiment really began to change. And there's an incredible moment at the end of the film, too, when one of their neighborhood allies says, look, it's hard in America, and it's hard in the Midwest. You've got to overcome the embarrassment of commitment. And you got to be willing. It's embarrassing to attend a protest. It's embarrassing to hold a sign, to do a phone bank. But my own experience, I did a lot of Democratic Party work in Colorado Springs, which is one of the most conservative, you know, mid-sized cities in America. And if I had not agreed to become the chair of the Democratic Party in El Paso County, it would have literally liquidated. So I became the chair. We realized that we lost every election. We would get death threats. They would throw bricks through our windows. And I was like, guys, we lose every election, you know, locally. But it was really fun. I have to say that the real takeaway was the phone banking, the canvassing, the going door to door, the making friends, doing that work. That is just incredibly important work. And it can be really empowering and really fun. We have friends that we made doing that work that we are still in touch with years later. And so contact your county party, contact your county Democratic Party, contact the local teachers union, contact the school district, work for the referendum, and most importantly, I would put a plug in for the Wisconsin Public Education Network. They do incredible work. They have a statewide presence, so contact WPEN.
Nice. Really appreciate that, you know, and the great story. Loving that. Heather, I just want to tap you real quick there. You wanted to put in another little announcement about the maps.
Well, I was just reflecting as Mike was speaking on all of the people who have been sitting on the sidelines this whole time, who haven't been involved, who haven't been knocking on doors, who have thought their voice didn't matter, who are waiting for that fair maps moment. Well, I still smell that new map smell. And that means to me that it's time to get off the sidelines and get in the game and elect some leaders who can really make the change that our kids deserve. Now is the time. And if we don't do it this fall, when are we going to do it? If you're sick of voting to raise taxes on yourself because you don't like school referenda, elect leaders who will go to Madison and deliver a budget that means you don't have to. Our moment is in November, and we can really make some serious choices there. So I appreciate everything that's been said so far about the way local level elections, state level elections, federal level elections all make a difference for kids, and we got to pay attention to all of them. Let's not blow it.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Heather. Kirk, who else we got there? We're squeezing in some time there, Kirk. So get one more guest.
I got one more. We have a plethora of wonderful folks who showed up today. And Tom Qualis works for the Madison Public Schools Foundation, which is a wonderful organization that helps public schools out. And he's done a little phone banking, a little volunteering before. And so I asked him to kind of give his experience to take the fear out of getting out of the classroom and onto the streets to volunteer and to get Democrats elected.
So as an anxious Midwesterner at heart, someone who is embarrassed to go door to door, I decided in 2004 during the presidential election, I was going to help get out the vote with Rock the Vote. And that was kind of the beginning of my civic engagement. For the last 15 years or so, I've had the privilege of working in community engagement and family engagement in Madison Metropolitan School District at a neighborhood center. And now I'm at the Madison Public Schools Foundation. I think it is so simple to get out into phone bank and to canvas. It might sound scary, but I have made so many connections, even with people across the aisle from me. We all agree on one thing, and I think for this election it's so important. It's for our kids. It's about our kids. It's about the cornerstone of our democracy, our public schools. Of course, I'm going to put a plug in for WPEN, for MTI, for our Wisconsin Democrats, but also we manage the referenda campaign at the Madison Public Schools Foundation. Please contact us, get involved in supporting our steering committee, get involved in informing people about what voucher schools, what private schools are doing to our public schools, what they're doing to damage them. We are staring down the barrel of almost 40 years of disinvestment in our public schools, and it looks like it could get worse if you are not, you know, acting in this election. It is so simple. Please sign up. You are all watching on Facebook, presumably on a computer or a smartphone. It is so simple to sign up and to phone bank into campus.
Wow, man, this is awesome. Thank you, Monaco Brewing Company. Hey, if you're there and you're in Madison, get down and grab a brew at Monaco Brewing Company. Monaco Brewing Company sponsors Buds to Pencils. Man, we are lucky and honored to have you all part of this show that we get to have every day. Hey, if you're not there or you're somewhere further away, get your beer on monacobrewingcompany.com. Come on, you got to support this democratic organizing. We love it. Hey, anybody there who wants to, you didn't get to talk, reach out, connect with us. We'll have you on the show. But come on back down to the Monaco Brewing Company. Keep having these conversations. Big ups. We love you. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah. Everybody, great night. Good night, everybody. And drink some beer.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocate Radio show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.